One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's my range. There's my ceiling.
I think that's mine too, actually.
I think your ceiling. We hit your ceiling a few. Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about vegan food at Cracker Barrel and Sara Lee white bread with veggies. Oh. I wonder if Dave liked that. Oh. We'll also eat three flavors of Snack Club Tajin gummy rings.
Three flavors? Tajin is the flavor.
Mm-mm.
What are the three?
We've got apple, watermelon, and peach.
So you weren't gonna do apples, peaches, and then lead me to say pumpkin pie, and then you'd be like, no, it's whatever the third flavor is, I forgot.
It's apple, peach,
pumpkin pie,
watermelon.
Watermelon, got it. It's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Good time for watermelon.
Oh, I have had some really refreshing watermelon this summer.
Too seedy this year. They're too seedy.
Yeah, one of the refreshing watermelon I was thinking of was at that school event.
Too seedy.
So seedy.
The school not seedy.
No, the watermelon.
The watermelon was seedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, but gosh, I needed it. I was so thirsty.
It was nice and hydrating, but there were too many seeds. And then I had to spit the seeds out in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Just spitting them on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great first impressions.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I see a note here that this is notice for me.
Mm-hmm.
You've pushed the voodoo pretzels yet again.
Yes.
Because we are wanting to be on theme with all St. Simon's Island stuff, which was where we just got back from vacation from. Where did you get these gummies from in St. Simon's?
These were the gummies that I saw at the Teat, the Teat is what we call Harris Teeter, which until recently I thought was what everyone called Harris Teeter.
That is not, you are manufacturing that now.
No,
you made the nickname the same time I did.
So.
Okay, so it was at Harris Teeter.
Yes, and we really got out of control at that Harris Teeter.
Yeah.
And so I was like, we should get these, they're vegan. And you were like, we mustn't. And
we didn't get that far out of control at Harris Teeter.
The point at which I grabbed these, I think we had two kinds of cookies in our cart already.
We were on vacation.
I know. Well,
we didn't get out of control.
The point is, I found these at the Harris Teeter. You were like, we got to stop. We have to leave this store.
I didn't say that.
And so, no, I'm summarizing. Oh. And so I, while we were waiting to check out, I added these to cart on Amazon and purchased all them.
Oh, okay.
So they were discovered on St. Simon's by me.
Whew, that's a stretch.
It's a long story short. The Cracker Barrel is where we stopped to eat on the way home.
Oh, I know.
From St. Simon's. And the bread was one of the things we got at the Teat, which is what everyone calls Harris Teeter, as we all know.
Hey, I've got, well, whew, what do I want to talk about today? You want to do Buffy Bites?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I do. I think that our listeners would enjoy that.
Well, I was on the fence to do a Talking Toe Views,
mm-hmm,
or a Buffy Bite. It's been a while since we've done a Talking Toe Views. You did one, but it was bad a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You did one about a show you watched like years ago.
That show was called Hot Dog.
Hot Dog, yes. I remember these things. I pay attention to the podcast. Okay, this one's Buffy Bites. Arrgh. So, let's see. I got a note. Here's a note. I got two notes in my Talking Tofu reminders. One, has nothing to do with anything, and I can't figure out what it is. But this is it. I really don't know what this is. Dream Squid Game Proctor Bernie Circle. Right?
Sure, yeah.
I think that maybe I had a dream where Bernie Sanders was the proctor of the Squid Game.
And it was also the circle?
And it was on the circle?
Like a Squid Game style version of the circle where people get killed?
Two of these things are Netflix properties.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I just thought that might be a clue.
This could be a lot of different things, and I like all of them.
Dream, this could be like, remember that time Trump did that interview and he was like, I'm really smart because I took a test where it shows you a picture of things and you say what they are. And it was like man, camera, person, woman thing. Maybe this is that. Maybe.
Yeah.
Dream, Squid Game, Proctor, Bernie, Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it, Bernie is the folded arms Bernie.
Yeah, of course.
Bundled up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to clear that note off of my
I don't know.
Talking tofu reminders.
I think you should leave it in case it comes to you.
Here's my other note. This is regarding Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, great. I need to know where you're at on Buffy.
Well, I'll tell you that, but this is my one note that mm-hmm. I had for it. This might I might tweet this.
Okay.
This might be tweet. This might be a pre-tweets that should have done better.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Or Threads. You could do it on Threads.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good on Threads.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm slapping on Threads. Okay, here's what I wrote. For a show about super old vampires, it sure hasn't aged well. Is that something?
That is good.
Is that something?
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways, it hasn't aged well.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of ways.
And they're all, like, the vampires are all very old.
I was watching an episode today. It was like a Christmas episode.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of it, it snows.
Oh.
And the snow effect is so clearly shaved soap. And then later they're walking through the snow and it looks like they got, like they just blew insulation onto the ground.
I hope they didn't blow insulation. That's dangerous.
It looked so bad.
Yeah.
It looked so bad. I thought, I can't wait for Dave to watch this episode.
I just finished an episode where Giles rolls up his sleeve to reveal a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then says something to himself in the reflection. He's like, it's back, or you're back, or something like that.
Okay, yeah, I remember this one. It's the one with Ethan. Is it a... No, that's the Halloween episode.
Okay, well, a gentleman does appear, and he's not great. And they lock him away behind a metal door.
In the library?
Yeah. Then they call Giles, who's having relationship problems.
Oh.
And then Giles' girlfriend mm-hmm. shows up. In makeup.
What's...
Like monster makeup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And attacks.
Uh-oh.
But I don't think that that's his real girlfriend. I was working as well. So I wasn't paying 100% attention. This is not what I wanted to comment on. I would not... I'm admittedly like loose on this, but I'm giving you an impression of where... You asked where I was, and I'm telling you.
What's old Angel up to at the moment? What's he doing?
Angel revealed in this episode. This was a real update I was going to give.
Oh, good.
Angel. Oh, my God. I can't tell if this is good or not. No, I know it's not good, but I can't tell if you're enjoying this or not.
I am so much.
So Angel revealed this episode that he was the one who turned Drusilla.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's juicy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I want to see that. give me Angel and Drusilla. I would watch that. Is that what the spinoff is?
No.
What's the spinoff?
Cordy's in it.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you?
No. But I do want you to tell me. I don't want you to tell me anything. I forgot. Okay. I thought that I was waiting for you to tell me something, and I realized that I wasn't. What I want is to see a little bit more of that steamy Angel Drusilla turning. They're both the same age-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I think you will get a little more of that, and I don't recall it being as steamy as you would hope. I feel like it's kind of not great.
Oh. Like problematic?
Not problematic.
Or just not interesting?
Not problematic, like the whole show is problematic,
okay.
But like not great. But they're not painting it as fine. And it's not fine. It's not. It's everyone's agreed that it's not fine.
They have more chemistry than Spike and Drusilla have. Mm-hmm. And Spike is carrying her and dancing around, and some accountant vampire is just like looking at them and smiling. It's very weird.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can have chemistry with Drusilla.
No, she's too unhinged. Gone.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's Angel's fault.
Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty great.
I think that's interesting.
It is interesting.
Okay.
You are almost to the point where I can make the comment that I want to make, but not yet.
Well, it's going to take me another 3 weeks to get.
We'll touch base then.
I'm moving slowly. What else is happening?
What's Willow up to?
Same shit. Okay. Same shit. Just doe-eyed following after Xander for some fucking reason.
Okay, well, that all gets really good soon.
Okay.
Well, in season 3.
Okay. Buffy's outfits continue to be great.
So good. You know, ever since you mentioned that her fashion really holds up, I've been noticing, like, her outfits are great. I would wear most of these outfits.
Yes. She's flawless.
Yeah.
Except for her quips. Well, I have the same note about quips for all of them.
Quips?
Quips. They all have little quips.
Oh, her quips that
she says. Smug little quips, yes.
Yeah, oh, the way that she talks.
No.
Just when she's quippy. Okay.
Which is like 60% of the time.
Well, it is a Joss Whedon show, so.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. There was something. Oh, I think I walked by when you were working on something. It is like work. When you were watching something, and I thought, wow, that was really tasteless towards women. And then I was like, Joss Whedon really like told on himself out loud in those words, like in that script. I don't remember what it was, but it was very like, I would be ashamed of myself if I were Joss Whedon and I wrote this. But anyway,
yeah,
I don't know what it was. Look, I'm just saying I'm an ally. And I'm gonna say it every time that we talk about Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my problem with Buffy? I think I'm just too much of an ally to enjoy it. I think we can't do Buffy bites every week.
Mm-mm.
I got to have more buff to react to.
To bite.
And, to bite, yeah. I got to have more buff to bite. Well said. And
thanks.
I need to be taking notes, I think. The way that you take notes with food, which is the reason why we do this podcast, I should start doing with Buffy.
Yeah.
So that I can remember it a little bit better.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was Buffy bites. I'm going to keep watching.
Great.
Ah, it's tuba time.
Oh, it is tuba time.
What do we do?
We just have
pick up the tuba.
We just explain that we have a neighbor who practices his tuba out front, and you're gonna hear it.
It's tuba time, guys.
It's tuba time, everyone. And we don't know when tuba time is ever coming, so sometimes we're recording during tuba time.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's just what it is.
Okay, well, this one's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll back it up. We've been talking about doing this. You don't have to. When I say like one, you hold up one finger like you're performing like this is on camera, which by the way.
I know, we said we'd do that.
Yeah. I think we should put our pictures on the cover art for Talking Tofu.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You're the one with the camera.
That thing?
Yeah, I'm sitting in a studio.
Yeah.
A photography studio.
Mm-hmm.
A photograph studio.
Mm-hmm.
A house of photography.
Yeah.
A house of the lens.
Classic house of the lens situation. You're so mad at me.
No, I was thinking of the birthday boy sketch that my 10-year-old son and I watched yesterday, where there's this like really corny married couple. And they're like this married couple who like they're just out of touch, and they're surprised by things like photo bombs and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I want to do a photo bomb. Can you decide to do a photo bomb for me? And they get a divorce. But they meet up again because they're both at an orgy.
Oh,
and they both call it a bacchanal. But they're like in two separate groups. She's like, what are you doing at this bacchanal? Anyway, we've been trying to do this for a while. Meet up at a bacchanal.
Yeah.
But now we've been trying to go to Cracker Barrel to Align a road trip with a trip to Cracker Barrel now that Cracker Barrel has the Impossible Sausage. Cracker Barrel, when I was growing up, was a very popular roadside stop for my family. We stopped there all the time. What about you?
No, I've did the occasional Cracker Barrel, like, I guess on a road trip with my family, but it was not a staple. Mm-hmm. I started to enjoy Cracker Barrel during college road trip times.
Okay. All right. But when you were in college, you went?
Yeah. Quite a
lot?
Not really. I didn't go a lot. I'm sorry. Cracker Barrel is not as much a part of my, like...
You're South Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just wasn't as big a thing for... Yeah, I'm just too cultured for the Cracker Barrel.
Well, I'm a man of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that involves a lot of contact points with other people of the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So I was there quite a bit. I went on a lot of church trips. Church trips stopped there quite a bit as well. It's very accommodating to large groups. For those of you who don't know what Cracker Barrel is, it's like a pre-Bucky's.
I was thinking it's the same crowd at Bucky's. You think no?
I think there's certainly an overlap. I'm trying to think, who's the more activated crowd, would you say?
Ooh, toss up. Cracker Barrel.
I don't know. See, I don't know. I think that I'm moving all over the place.
Cracker Barrel has a Christmas and a Thanksgiving section year round. Year round.
Yeah, but the sections are small.
But they're always there.
That's okay, though. What does that have to do with... The clientele that you are...
Christmas and Thanksgiving to me just scream like...
Hillbilly.
A particular brand.
You're telling me...
A don't tread on me brand.
You're telling me...
Yeah.
That type of person owns enthusiasm for Halloween decorations.
No.
And doesn't lose their shit anytime that a Halloween decoration is available in like June or July. Or does lose... Like they're not exclusive to... That's people you know. That's people I know.
Yeah, Halloween.
That's our neighbors.
Christmas and Thanksgiving.
You said Halloween earlier.
No, Christmas and Thanksgiving.
There's not a Thanksgiving section.
Yes, there was absolutely.
There's not a Thanksgiving section. Yeah, show me.
I'm looking to see if I took a picture.
What even is a Thanksgiving section?
It was a whole bunch of Thanksgiving stuff.
What even is it?
In late June.
A turkey? A pilgrim?
I'm looking, God.
I saw a Halloween section, and the skeleton, let me tell you, it had digital eyes, and the digital eyes were creepy, and we were all creeped out by it. And then the employee came up to me and said, "These eyes are creepy. The eyes that it used to have were even creepier." And it was a very nice exchange that we had.
Hold, please.
So anyway, if you haven't been to Cracker Barrel, it's half restaurant. No, it's like 75% restaurant, 25% general store. It's meant to be an old-timey general store. It is not old-timey at all. It's all brand new products. It's all like crap. There's a ton of candy and all sorts of varieties of candy. There's stuff meant to like entertain you on a road trip, but not really, like you wouldn't sweat it if it didn't make it home with you. Like you'd get toys and stuff like that that were just meant for entertaining you in the car, like car bingo or something like that.
There's the Thanksgiving section. It's a video. You can hit play.
Is Bigfoot in this video?
It's a paused video. Take my phone and hit play.
I'm just going to press play. I don't see a Thanksgiving section. I don't see Thanksgiving. What I see... No. I'm sorry. Not Thanksgiving.
It's
autumn. Autumn themed, sure.
Hang on, let me see.
I'm seeing lots of brown, lots of orange, lots of yellow. I'm seeing placemats. I'm seeing napkins. I'm seeing fall. I'm seeing somebody getting ready for pumpkin spice season. Christmas, on the
other
hand.
They also had a Last Supper glitter glue.
Just moving on.
Oh,
just
I'm sorry.
Just moving on. Okay, sure. The last I almost got that. I almost bought the Last Supper glitter globe.
Yeah.
But it was $40.
Oof.
So there's a lot of fun stuff, a lot of crap. They sell, like the whole front porch is rocking chairs, and they sell the rocking chairs. They also have cinnamon brooms, which is like a country thing that you like put in your house and it makes your house smell like cinnamon. There's candy. There's so much candy.
Oh,
candy
I saw.
Candy like you've never seen.
Rainbow Twizzlers. I saw Slime Liquor Squeeze, which is a tube of sour goop that you can just squeeze into your mouth.
L-I-C-K-E-R?
Hang on. I'll go to the picture. L-I-C-K-E-R.
Okay.
This one is toxic waste flavor. I also saw a little tub of those Charms candy sour balls, which my nanny
Dorothy...
That was
what I was asking for.
This is what you wanted?
Yes.
Oh, you said you wanted some cherry sour.
Cherry sour balls, yes.
These are all the flavors. This is
including
a
cherry.
Oh, my...
Including cherry.
So Charms candy sour balls, my nanny Dorothy used to keep in a Ziploc bag in her purse.
Yeah.
That was always full of candy.
Gross.
And she would always have sour balls, and she would give you sour balls at the pool.
They were...
Have a sour.
They were in her purse?
Hey, sweetie, have a sour.
They had, like, hair on them and stuff?
No, they were in a plastic bag. She had kept them in a little Ziploc.
Okay.
They also had...
100% those have gelatin, though.
These? They're 100%. Just sugar hard candies.
Oh, they're hard candies. See, I wanted the soft candies.
These are not that.
Those aren't suckers. Sour balls are soft. Sour balls, you bite right through.
No, these are hard candy.
I'm sorry, I don't like to disagree with you on the podcast, but...
They also had Kool-Aid gum cherry flavor.
Yeah, I bet that's good.
Yeah, it looked good.
Okay.
I wanted to buy all this stuff, but instead I just took pictures of it.
Okay, so then you get into the dining room. Oh, God, we pissed people off. Like, so we were smart and used the app to, when we were like 15 exits away, we made a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at the billboard, saw what exit... The Cracker Barrel was on, mm-hmm. got on the app, made a reservation. So when we got there, our table was like ready.
Yeah,
we
it
walked
was great.
Right in. And somebody walked up and said, hey, you said we were next. And what I wanted to say was, better get that app. Better back that app up. So then we go into the dining room. We're seated at the dining room. Dining room is like a antebellum TGI Fridays.
If you are on TikTok or Instagram, you've probably seen the videos of people sneaking photos of themselves onto the wall of a Cracker Barrel. Mm, it's a popular thing
everywhere.
To do.
Yes.
Like you take a picture of yourself or your dog and you black and white it or you sepia tone it, frame it, and you can easily hang it on the wall in a Cracker Barrel. No one would ever notice something new there because there's just so much.
There's a big hearth and a fireplace. There's a checkers table right in front of the fire, if there is a fire. This was the middle of summer, so there was no fire. And yeah, it's pretty packed all the time. So we got there. The reason we were going, like I said, they have the Impossible Sausage. We also referenced a list from Vegil.com. Am I saying that right?
Vegil.
That had a list of all the vegan things that you could order off the menu. And this seemed to be an improvement from the last time we checked in on a list like that. Because there was like no reason to go to Cracker Barrel before. But this time... It looked like we could cobble together a meal.
Yes.
The only thing that it didn't have, hold on, just let me.
Yes, dear.
The only thing that it didn't have, this is a flying biscuit tip as well, you got to bring your own butter.
Oh, yeah.
You got to bring your own butter. And so what I did was I had a package of Country Crock, plant-based butter that I put in my fanny pack and brought in my little fanny pack and brought out and put on the table.
Yep. I was just going to say, I'll link to that Vegil list in the show notes.
Of course you... Why do you need to stop me to say that?
Well,
though?
I'm just saying so that the listeners will go and give Vegil the click because they did the hard work. All we did was go eat.
And eat we did. Here's the thing. I'm getting upset because of the way that you're like diverting energy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't think you are.
I will let you drive the boat now. Here are the keys.
No. So here, we did the food. It was, we had, there were a lot of options that we could get. There were more options than what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Is the thing.
Yeah.
So we ordered sides. We ordered a meal made of sides. And my meal consisted of 2 Impossible sausage patties. 2 Impossible Saucy Pattages. I had a bowl of grits because there's no butter or cheese in the grits. Stone ground grits. I had fried okra. What?
Mm-hmm.
Fried okra.
No egg.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then I had some toast.
What a dream.
Yeah.
So I had the fried okra, impossible sausage, and the fried apples.
Impossible saucy pattages.
Saucy pattages, excuse me.
It came out pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the table across from us got angry. They said, we've been waiting longer than them. They were. The server had to explain to them that we were fast-tracked because we had ordered sides.
Ah.
Yeah.
Everything was ready. Yeah. They just had to scoop it.
This family also sent like half their food back when they did get it. And I was like, y'all a bunch of divas.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that as I was eating my impossible saucy pattage on a piece of toast. Let me tell you, It was all so good.
Yeah.
It was all so good. The okra was great. The grits were great when I put my little butter in there. The toast was great when I put my little butter in there. I made a little sandwich out of the impossible saucy pattages on the toast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
It was good. Brown. Real brown.
Beigest plate.
Yeah. I forgot to mention that I won. Okay. There's a peg game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a triangle. And there's golf tees in all of the holes on the triangle except for one, and your job is to jump over tees until you've and remove the tee that you've jumped over until there's the minimal number of tees left.
This game is on every table at every Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. And what did I do right when I sat down?
You sat down and won the game.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Muscle memory.
Our kid was like, teach me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cute.
I've never felt more accomplished.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. So how was your food?
How was my food? All right. Let's see what I said here. I thought the impossible sausage was what it said it was going to be. It was good. It was cooked well. I ate it. I thought the fried okra was good, but I felt like it wasn't as flavorful as I would have liked the batter to be. It needed a little bit of tang.
Yeah.
Like I kind of wish I could douse it in some vinegar.
Yeah.
And then the fried apples. Delightful. Amazing.
Yeah.
Syrupy, cinnamony.
Always too sweet for me.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I have quite a sweet tooth, so they were just right for me.
My sister was like head over heels for those fried apples.
They're so
whenever
good.
Whenever we would go. Yeah. Yeah.
I like them as well.
Yeah. Look, I thought the price was reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You could pay via QR code at the table.
Yeah.
Modern times.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel is waltzing into 2023.
Yeah, I think it's a hokey environment. I think that there are a lot of steel stoppers that go there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Bucky's is more activated than Cracker Barrel.
Do you think?
Yes. Okay. I think Cracker Barrel is more road trip meets locals in their regular like dining spot.
That's true. You do get people just stopping on the highway.
And like post-church people and stuff like that. Bucky's really, I think Bucky's yanks it out of you a little bit more with their merchandise. Because their merchandise is a little bit more like pointed. You get like a live, laugh, love thing at Cracker Barrel or a bless this mess thing.
Yeah.
You get like a Stars and Bars Bucky shirt at Bucky's.
Do they have a
star? No, I'm exaggerating, but... You know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, I would go back
as well. It's a road trip jam.
Yeah, it's a good place to stop if you're like tired of driving and really need a break.
Yeah.
Have a sit down
meal. Want to put your feet up?
Yeah. You can sit in a rocking chair while you wait for your table, unless you're smart like Dave and book your seat in advance on the app.
You can use a bathroom that... is probably pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a to-go drink.
Yep. Get some candy for the road.
They got a robust alcohol menu there too, which surprised me.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Yep. That's Cracker Barrel.
Hey, so on a scale of 1 to 10.
What? Are we doing that for Cracker Barrel? Rocking. We liked it.
We liked it. Thumbs up. We liked it. Okay. Great.
I would... On a scale of stop, don't stop the steal, what do you give Cracker Barrel?
Such a loaded thing to say.
Because either answer acknowledges a steal.
Yeah, there is no steal.
I refuse to answer because I don't want to bring that up on the podcast.
Wow.
Okay, hey, this is Talking Toe News. And this is a portion of the podcast where I take a headline from the world of vegan news and then we talk about it. And this one is from Delish.com. Delish, D-E-L-I-S-H. Published August 7th, 2023 by Danielle Harling. Danielle Harling sounds like a novelist.
I was going to say she sounds like a detective.
Ooh, a Harold Boiled detective. A restaurant is charging $69 for a vegan steak and people can't tell the difference.
Nice.
First off, nice.
Did Danielle say that?
No, she did not. The FU filet mignon passed a blind taste test with flying colors. There have been plenty of milestones lately when it comes to vegan food. We've been introduced to vegan versions of chicken breast and eggs, and recently Taco Bell introduced the vegan Crunchwrap. Now a Florida restaurant is claiming that it's the first steakhouse in the United States to serve a plant-based steak. I would question that claim, but let's roll with it.
But fine.
Charlie's Steakhouse in Orlando has caught the attention of diners across the country with its FU filet mignon vegan steak. The FU filet mignon is described on the menu as being freaking unbelievable and is made with vegan steak supplied by Chunk Foods, an Israeli food tech startup. Danielle goes on to tell us more about it. But you know what? Give her the click. Give her the click. Go to Delish yourself. Delish.com, folks. Just search by Danielle Harling. And you'll enjoy it. What do you think about this? A filet mignon by Chunk. I know.
Well, I was thinking there's a company that makes a filet mignon that a lot of people were ordering that was really expensive.
Is it Chunk?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Is this the same one? I'm looking at their website now and I don't think it's the same one. Friend of the pod, Lee Saluzzi, has had this other one. And I remember because she was shocked at how tiny it was and how much it cost.
Mm.
And it was also a filet mignon. This looks like a different one. I mean, I would eat this. I wouldn't pay $70 for it.
Would you pay $70 to split it?
I don't know.
For the pod?
For the pod.
We go to Orlando all the time.
That's true.
For the pod.
For the pod.
Anyway, I think it's great. I think if you're going to a fancy steakhouse, what a cool way to participate.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
There's something about that. You're not really getting it anywhere else. You're not getting the high-end vegan experience.
Yeah.
Is in pretty short supply. Not non-existent.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have more of an option. And if you're with people who want to go to a steakhouse, stuff like that's great. You can get something for yourself.
Imagine that's not a baked potato and a salad.
Right.
True, true, true.
Yeah. So you can stuff your little cost-cutting nose.
Excuse me for looking at price tags.
Yeah, no.
Dave just says no to price tags.
Look, I'm normally very thrifty, so I can understand why you're alarmed. But in this one instance, I think you're at a steakhouse. You're not saving money at a steakhouse. You lost that chance when you decided to go to the steakhouse.
Yeah.
So in for a penny, in for a pound. That's what I say.
In for a penny, in for a pound. In for a penny, in for $69.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you know what weighs more, a pound of bricks or a pound of feathers?
They weigh the same.
Feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, little known fact.
Yeah.
Little known fact.
Dee, 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 dee.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Moving on.
You know where we're moving on to?
No. Now it's time for us to earn $69.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. I forgot the name of the podcast for a second. Let's eat. Oh God. Yeah. This is something we ate new. Mm-hmm. We're not eating this now, thank Mm-mm. God. So we're at the teat.
We sure are.
Getting bread at the teat. Bread to make sandwiches. Sandwiches for our bodies. Sandwiches for our family. Getting what fake meat did we get? What did we get for?
I think we got tofurkey ham.
We had some bread, right? But we were going to run out of bread.
Yeah, we had like just a few slices left.
Yeah, so we got, I saw this bread. This is Sara Lee white bread made with veggies, it says. Mm-hmm. Made with veggies. Bread made with veggies. And I said, that sounds bad, but it looks like white bread, which how bad can white bread be? So let's buy it and we'll talk about it on the pod. And we did that.
We did.
I had it once.
Is that it?
That was enough. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. I refused to finish my sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So, yikes.
Yeah, it was really bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It didn't taste like good bread. It didn't taste like vegetables, but it tasted enough like vegetables to not taste like good bread.
It didn't taste like vegetables to me, but I thought it was fine. Maybe it's because I put a lot of stuff on my sandwich, like avocado and stuff that made it super, you know, I like to dwarf the bread with my fillings. Anyway, I thought the bread was fine. Not the best bread, but the veggies were, I thought they were undetectable.
Yeah. I thought it tasted like, imagine that, let's hypothetical. Imagine that you put on a shopping list broccoli. Mm-hmm. And somebody buys frozen broccoli.
Yeah.
But not just frozen broccoli, but like...
The kind with a lot of stems in it.
The stems and not the florets, you know? Like imagine a monster, if you will.
Right.
Does that. And imagine that you, being a good person who doesn't want to waste food because you're frugal, cooks it anyway. Mm-hmm. And then you eat like just the lightest green, thickest stem that came out of that frozen broccoli that you like nuked in the microwave. Just completely sapped of nutrients. Like that flavor is what this bread tasted like.
I see.
Yeah.
So the other thing about this bread, well, no, to your point.
Okay.
Okay. You said what you were going to say. To your point, though, there was only one cup of veggies in the whole loaf. In the whole loaf.
I must have got the slice that had the whole cup in it, though.
Yeah, because a cup of veggies in the whole loaf, how much is that in one slice?
A cup
slice?
Is like this big.
Yeah, I have a cup measure right there.
Yeah, the loaf of bread's not that big. That's a lot of like ingredient for the bread.
Yeah, and then you're ending up with like, what, a couple tablespoons max of veggies in a slice? Like there's no point to it.
Tablespoons of veggies in a slice of bread. How big are you imagining the slice of bread in your head?
That's true.
Tablespoons of veggies. Like if you mushed the bread up, the slice of bread up, you would have like 4 tablespoons maybe.
How many slices do you think are in a loaf of bread?
Everybody knows that a life of bread has 14 slices in it.
14, really?
Yes. 7 sandwiches. That's a bread. 7 days in a week.
So yeah,
7 sandwiches.
So each piece will have about a tablespoon of veggies.
You looked it up and what did it say?
No, I looked up how many, I converted a cup to tablespoons.
Oh, I've made all of that up. Please look up how many slices are in a loaf of bread.
So 16 tablespoons to a cup.
Okay. It makes sense though, right? 14 slices, 7 sandwiches.
20 to 24.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
So less than a tablespoon of veggies.
That way you have more bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is 10 to 12 sandwiches.
Yeah. The point is, yes, per slice, I guess that is a lot. But like, yeah. For that amount of veggie, it's not worth it. Just get better bread and eat a tablespoon of a vegetable elsewhere.
Tell me you're not in marketing without telling me you're not in marketing. All things being equal, you would be incentivized to buy the bread that has vegetables over the one that doesn't. Especially if you're buying white bread and you're being vilified by your community because you eat white bread. Everybody's like, there's no nutrition in that bread. And imagine being able to clap back at that shit with, there's a tablespoon in every slice. And matter of fact, I made a sandwich. So that's 2 tablespoons of veggies in my sandwich.
So little. That's such a small amount of vegetables.
Maybe it's more vegetables than that person eats in a month.
Maybe.
It's all about perspective.
Maybe.
Yeah, I give Sara Lee's white bread with veggies all 9 pegs. It's just plain ignoramus.
Do you want to explain that joke to the listener?
No.
Okay.
I choose not to.
All right. Well, I will give them like 6-7 pegs.
7 pegs?
7 pegs.
So you enjoyed it?
No. If 9 is bad, then 7 is also bad.
This bread is terrible.
I thought it was like
this bread. Fine. This bread. This bread. Do, 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 do. This bread is bad. It's terrible.
Okay.
Give it the lowest rating.
I thought that you said that my ratings didn't matter.
I need you to give it the lowest rating right now.
Dave is offended. He's so upset. He just stood up.
No, I did not.
He's guys, towering. Guys, he's towering over
gonna
me. They're
going to believe you.
He's yelling.
They're going to believe you. Baby. Baby. Come over here.
Oh, boy.
Come back, baby. Give it a 0.
But a 0 would be good.
Give it a 9. Give it ignoramus.
Ignoramus.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll never eat this bread again.
Oh, no.
So what do you have to lose? Kick it. Kick it while it's down. This bread doesn't deserve to exist. It's bad.
It's bad bread.
God.
But I did eat it all week, and so did the kid.
Ah,
we ate sandwiches
animals.
And I toast of it.
I just went out to eat.
You really did.
I ate pizza. All right, we're going to have a snack.
Ah, I'm excited to eat these. So, picture it. We just arrived on St. Simon's Island.
We're on island time.
We're on island time, baby. We wake up in the morning, our first full day on the island, and we go to the grocery store because we need to get food to eat that week. Our cart is full of delightful treats that we're going to eat and enjoy on our vacation.
Yeah.
I look up in the candy aisle, and there it is, tahine peach rings. And I think, there's no way. And so I flip them over, and I read the ingredients.
Got your gelatin visor out.
Got my gelatin visor out. No gelatin detected.
Beep, beep.
Then I noticed that it says vegan right on the front.
Wow.
Vegan right on the back.
Wow, you wasted so much time.
I did. They're all vegan. Oh. They're labeled. Ugh. What a dream. Ugh. And I said, Dave, look at these. But they were like $7 a bag.
Yeah, how much were they on Amazon?
About the same.
Oh.
But maybe a little less. Maybe like $6 a bag. Still expensive.
Yeah, shop at Amazon instead.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
I'd like to go apple, watermelon, peach, I think. Because I don't like apple or watermelon flavor stuff usually, but I got this because it... Okay.
So you said that... While I was up, you said from I was in the other room, you said, I don't like watermelon tasting things.
I don't like watermelon flavored stuff.
I know. And I'm upset about that. Watermelon Jolly Rancher?
Oh.
Second best Jolly Rancher behind cherry.
Mm-mm. Cherry's delightful, but not watermelon. Okay. So we're going to start with the apple rings. I'm just going to let you reach in and grab one. So these are like... They all look like peach rings, which I think we're all familiar with.
Oh, they're hard. No, these look like Apple Jacks.
Yeah. Oh, the cereal.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah, they
what
do.
What do?
They do.
What do? Doesn't taste like anything.
Really?
Oh, there it is.
It's so gummy. I'm going to be chewing this thing for an hour.
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
I love the tajin. It's got apple flavor, which I don't usually like, but I like it with the tajin.
It's got a little white section on it, too.
Mm-hmm. That's what peach rings
like
have.
Like those gummy sharks.
They're always two-tone, a peach ring.
Okay, well, I didn't know that was a law with peach rings.
Mm-hmm. It's the law. These here are the watermelon ones. These are red and green.
Okay. Oh, these are sticky.
Yeah,
the sun. Oh, they got all over my hands. Oh,
the gummy texture of these is not my favorite gummy texture. It's more like those Whole Foods. It's more like the. It's bad. Okay, why don't I just take the other half of yours then, instead of starting a whole other? No, I'm gonna eat it. Dave is having a problem. Oh my God, I really like it.
Oh, so bad.
What's wrong with it?
The taste. It's bad.
Are you familiar with tajin?
Uh-huh.
It's salty, chili lime.
I had tajin on my margarita last night. I'll have you know.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I don't like that one. I don't like the watermelon flavor.
Maybe I like it because it doesn't taste... Does it not taste like usual?
It tastes bad. So I'm assuming that's not usual.
I like it.
All right. See, I don't get mad that you like this.
Okay. And these are the peach rings. Ooh, they look good.
It's like a peach ring. I can't reach.
Here.
It's so gross in there.
Well, shake one out into your...
I want to. It's gross in here. It's like a sticky cave.
It's a bag of gummies. No,
bags of gummies can be cleaner than that.
They have the texture of those Whole Foods gummy bears that you used to like.
Mm-mm. You're wrong. I'm sorry. You're wrong. Boring. Boring.
I think it's good.
So here's my notes. All three of them have too much tajin.
Disagree.
They're also designed to be vessels for tajin.
Mm-hmm.
And the flavor of whatever they are that's not tajin, mm-hmm. secondary to the tajin.
I agree with all that, but you're saying that like it's a bad thing, into it.
You could just pour tajin in a spoon and eat the spoon. Don't eat the spoon. Put the spoon in your mouth and eat the tajin off the spoon.
I thought these were really good. The apple one was my least favorite. Then I liked the peach one, and I thought the watermelon was my favorite one.
Okay. You're fine. I didn't like any of them, and I'm upset that you spent $21.
I did spend a lot of money on these.
Presumably the family's money on this.
No, my very own.
Okay, I hope that it's a write-off.
It's not.
It should be.
My very own pocket money for this.
Oh, we got a letter?
Yes. I need a sip, though. My mouth is watering from all that. Salty tajin. Dim Sim Kitty writes, the scream in the Buffy credits is Catherine Madison in the episode The Witch, not Willow.
Oh. Okay.
She goes on to say, just here, yes.
Can I just stay on that point for a minute?
Mm-hmm, go on.
Still poorly placed.
Yeah. They take that out in season 3.
Okay. Here's another thing that I left out of Buffy Bites. Now Giles does the intro thing where he's like, in every she is the Slayer. Like the unnecessary explanation mm-hmm. of what the show is.
Yeah.
But I miss the guy from season one who's doing it like a Sega video game commercial.
Yeah.
Where he's like, in every generation, there's a, like, he's real cool.
Yeah.
And now they tried to, like, class it up a bit and have Giles do it.
Yeah.
I'm not here for that. Okay.
She says, just here to be your Buffy fact checker. I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's a sickness. Spike put the anointed kid into a cage, hoisted him up into the sunshine, and that killed him because he was a vampire kid.
Okay.
He never turns up again.
Okay.
She goes on to say...
Hold on.
Yes, dear.
You're in such a rush. Do you have a date?
Well, there's more to the letter. I thought I could read the letter and then we could discuss.
This is kind of a conversation with Dim Sum Kitty.
It kind of is, yeah.
So... what was the anointed one supposed to do? This is me asking you.
I guess defeat the Slayer and then bring on darkness
okay.
to Sunnydale.
So Spike's like, fuck all that. Then what?
He's like, I'm going to rule Sunnydale, me and Drusilla.
Okay. So he's just kind of like retconning the whole first season then. When he shows up, he's like, don't worry about this like sect of vampires.
I don't think he retcons it. I think he comes in and he's like, no, no.
But it's like, you don't have to worry about any of the bad guys from season one anymore.
Yeah, I feel like there's a like new big bad every season.
But Spike, so you're telling me Spike's gone after this season?
No, Spike's around for like a long
I know,
time.
That was sarcastic. It was rhetorical. Oh. Mm-hmm. Retastic. Go on.
She also says, it came out. And she sent photos. Would you like to see?
Yes, I'd like to see.
This is in reference to the beet stains on a pair of pants. So here, and you can flip through the next that photo and okay. the next three.
So I'm looking at some pants. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me zoom in.
I keep reaching for that gummy and then being like, I'm still recording a podcast. I can't eat that.
Okay. First picture looks clean. A little shadowing going on if I really wanted to be a jerk about it. These look like comfortable pants.
They do. The elastic waist and then like the cut of them looks real comfy. I didn't even see
the elastic waist yet. Okay. Oh. Now I am seeing memories of a stain in the third picture. This is the one where you can see the elastic waist. But if I wasn't looking for a stain, I wouldn't find one. Mm-hmm. And it may not even be there. Seeing the same thing in picture four.
What are you looking at? That's a shadow.
All right, this is the same argument we got into last time.
Are these the same pictures?
They might be.
I also really like the way the pockets are done on these. They look really cute.
I'm going to officially declare that for all intents and purposes, mm-hmm. the stain has been successfully removed from the pants.
Okay.
However.
Yeah.
If you seek disruption, you will find it. Well, something I taught you a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Should we
I have not finished my point.
Any backstory? Like for the other listeners?
Dim Sum Kitty spilled beet juice on her pants and claimed that she had gotten it out. Mm-hmm. Sent pictures.
Yeah.
She was not right. I challenged it. We went back and forth. We let the subject die. I don't think it was resolved. And then I remembered recently that we never put that issue to bed, raised it back up, Dim Sum Kitty, obliged the resumption of the pants investigation, mm-hmm. sent pictures of the pants.
She did.
So I am allowing that the stain issue has been successfully resolved. But if I'm looking for a stain and I see the hint of a stain, mm-hmm. I think we need to be open to the idea that I'm not manufacturing what I want to see. Mm.
I think that's fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're agreed that the stain did not come out.
No, we're... What?
After all I said.
Yeah.
And you agreed with it. You were head nodding the whole time.
I was.
So at the end of the day, the stain has been removed, but the stain did not come out. Case closed. That's my gavel. Thanks for the letter, Dim Sum Kitty.
Wait, she has one more.
Oh, God.
Also, I believe Toho's are super fans, not just regular Toeheads. end of letter.
Okay. Can one of the two, that term, tell me what the hose part means?
Yeah. Is it what it sounds like it is or something else? Can Dave say it?
Let the fans do what they want to do.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. But I don't want to say it.
Toe hose, get at us. And by us, I mean me.
Yeah.
Because if you'd like to write us a letter, like Dim Sim Kitty did, which we appreciate so much and love to read, you can write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or slide into our DMs, talkintofu on Twitter. I wouldn't do that. I don't check our Twitter. I would slide into our DMs at talkintofupod on Instagram because I do read and respond to everyone. Just ask Carolina and Dim Sim Kitty.
Nice.
Thank you for the letter, Dim Sim Kitty.
You already did that.
I did. And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show.
Yeah. Or word of text.
Yeah.
The written word posted on the internet.
Share to your stories.
Yeah.
Tag us. We'll share it too. We'll say thank you.
Yeah.
Because we'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com. Ooh, including a recipe for mango popsicles with tahine.
Hey, I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. And Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Bye-bye.
Bye. Lean harder on that. You might fall over.
It's my only joke.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.